About 7 years ago, the Mayukeyo Society discovered a Suska's headdress was on display at the Royal Ontario Museum, and it had been there for the past 140 years. On Saturday at the Exploration Place in Prince George, the repatriation ceremony of the Kiowudachin headdress took place. The celebration recognized all parties involved in this repatriation process. The Mayukeyo Society welcomed neighboring Kiowudachin, Kio chiefs, local Indian Act chiefs and councils, along with provincial and federal politicians. The grand opening celebrated the returned headdress, highlighting its intrinsic social connection to its family and Kio territory, and demonstrates the region's indigenous social organization. The Suska's headdress exhibit opening ceremony took place at 1 p.m. and included a performance by the Kostan drummers, a few words from Dominic Frederick, a welcome from Catherine Lauro, Vice President of the Exploration Place, a keynote from Honorable Murray Sinclair, Jim Munro with the Keogh Cultural Institution, who is also President and CEO of the Mayukeyo Society, Kiowudachin Petra Awil, and special guest speaker, Satsan Herb George, that was followed by the exhibit unveiling. The return of our family territory chief's headdress from the Royal Ontario Museum exemplifies many of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action and reflects sections of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, Jim Munro, President and Chief of Mayukeyo Society, said. It means a lot to me because my great-grandfather used it often in ceremony. Petra Awil, who is the latest Kiowudachin chief for her Kio territory. Under the laws of the title, the headdress and responsibility for the land are passed down from one Kiowudachin to the next. It's not just how spectacular the headdress is by itself, it's the context of the family and the land, Munro said. Petra grew up in the Kio culture since she was young. This is part of Petra's identity, if I may say so, and having that headdress for her is part of acknowledging everything she has learned throughout her life. The Suska's headdress exhibit is now open. I like to think of our role here as providing space, Tracy Calogeros, Chief Executive Officer at the Exploration Place, said. Museums have done a lot of harm over centuries, and I believe this is an opportunity to offer some assistance as opposed to harm. Calogeros noted that the Royal Ontario Museum temporarily closed its First Nations Gallery in October to consult with members of Indigenous communities to work toward truth and reconciliation by presenting exhibits only after consultation has taken place. So having the chief's headdress returned is particularly meaningful. Truly, this is a profound return to territory, and from the Exploration Place's perspective, we are just grateful to be a small part of it, Calogeros said. For more information about the exhibit, visit https://www.mayukeyoh.ca/susk-ooze-headdress-exhibit.